From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. New York's Museum of Modern Art reopened this fall in an expanded, renovated building that still shows only a fraction of its famed permanent collection. Among the pieces not on display is a painting that's allegedly stolen.
The Portrait of Wally by Egon Schiele has been in storage for almost 7 years since it was subpoenaed by the Manhattan District Attorney in 1998. It was on loan at the time, and since then, there's been a battle over who really owns it.
On one side, there's the U.S. Justice Department and the heirs of the Jewish family that owned the painting before World War II. On the other side are an Austrian government foundation and the Museum of Modern Art. David Darcy reports.
The chairman of the Museum of Modern Art is Estée Lauder Cosmetics heir Ronald Lauder. He's a major collector of the Viennese artists Gustav Klimt and Egon Schiele. Lauder's also the founder of the Commission for Art Recovery, which has urged museums around the world to search their collections for art looted from Jewish families in the Nazi era. Museums like MoMA.
We probably have done a better job than almost any other museum in the world has done. But as a matter of fact, most American museums have done a spectacular job of going through the provenance. Most European museums have not.
At MoMA's opening last month, Lauder talked about guidelines for institutions and collectors. He said if stolen works are identified in museum collections, the priority should be to return them to the families that owned them.
It first should go back to its rightful heirs, and whatever they want to do with it is their decision.
But regarding a specific painting, Egon Schiele's Portrait of Wally, his museum's official position is different. MoMA opposes a Jewish family's effort to recover the painting. The Bondi family spotted Portrait of Wally in late 1997 when it was on loan to MoMA from an Austrian foundation. The family says a Nazi official stole the picture in 1939 from their relative, the Viennese dealer Leah Bondi. After the war, the Allies returned the painting to Austrian authorities, who mistakenly turned it over to a different Jewish family. The family then sold it to an Austrian museum. Leah Bondi, who survived the war in London, tracked the picture to Vienna and asked a then-young Schiele collector, Dr. Rudolf Leopold, to watch it so she could reclaim it. Leopold bought the picture for himself over Bondi's objection. It became part of the Leopold Foundation collection, which was loaned to MoMA for an exhibition nearly 7 years ago. When the Bondi family spotted it, authorities were notified, and Manhattan District Attorney Robert Morgenthau subpoenaed the picture on the charge that it was stolen property. A New York State appeals court overruled Morgenthau. At that point, the federal government stepped in. U.S. attorneys ordered the painting held again in 1999, preventing its return to Austria. Lawyer and art historian Lucille Roussin says it's clear who owns the painting.
There's nothing suspicious. There's nothing that happens between even 1933 and the 1950s that would cause one to have to go back and search for who the owner was. It's quite clear who the owner was. It was Leah Bondi.
None of the parties to the case would be interviewed for this report. Not MoMA's lawyer, not the U.S. attorneys, not the Bondi family, and not the Leopold Foundation. In motions filed in federal court, Leopold's lawyers argue that Leah Bondi waited too long to claim the portrait, that the Nazi who seized it was acting under laws of a then-legal government, and that Dr. Leopold never knew it was stolen. When MoMA has discussed the case over the past 7 years, the museum has said it's bound by its loan contract to return the painting, and that position is backed by the American Association of Museums, by art museums throughout the country, and by Ashton Hawkins, a former museum lawyer who advises dealers and collectors. He contends that the Schiele case has had a chilling effect on international art loans.
I think that people who would have previously considered lending now simply don't consider it. You can't quantify it very well, but I know from my colleagues who arrange these exhibitions in New York and in other cities that lending to the United States and particularly to New York has been more of a problem than it used to be. It doesn't mean you can't get the loans. You can, but many people just don't want to offer it up.
But at least one museum director says the real chilling effect is on the Bondi family. One of the heirs died during the legal battle that's dragged on for 7 years. Tom Freudenheim is former assistant secretary of the Smithsonian Institution and former deputy director of the Jewish Museum in Berlin.
It's especially puzzling, not only for me because I'm Jewish, but also because the Museum of Modern Art is directed and chaired by Jews, that they wouldn't somehow have some sense of responsibility. But I guess the sense of responsibility to museum ownership and the kind of, I guess I can use the word greed that museums have about just not letting go of what they have in their little fists, trumps any other kind of loyalties or feelings that people have.
The Austrian position on the Schiele case has its own contradictions. The Austrian government funds the Leopold Foundation and has a majority of seats on its board. Yet the foundation has not complied with an Austrian law passed in direct response to the Schiele case that mandates searching all state collections for art looted during the Nazi era. Sophie Lilly is the author of a book that documents the looting of Jewish property in Vienna.
There have been documented cases where it's quite clear that the Leopold owns dubious objects like any other museum. It's not an unusual situation that they're in. They just haven't done anything about it, and it doesn't look as if they will very soon.
Since this dispute began, the value of the Portrait of Vali has more than tripled to between $5 and $10 million. Attorney Thomas Klein represents individuals and foreign governments trying to recover looted art. He says the Museum of Modern Art could have helped settle the case in the late 1990s. He thinks the large institution could be injured in what he calls its war of attrition with the U.S. government and the Bondi family.
We have to remember that Goliath didn't do very well in the Battle of David and Goliath, and I think it's true that museum conduct can be self-defeating and very self-destructive when they set out to win a war of attrition with a claimant. They may be able to grind the claimant down, but they do so at enormous loss to their own resources and sometimes to their own credibility and consensus within the community that they're serving the interests of the public.
As the public lines up to enter MoMA's half-billion-dollar new home, in court, a federal judge has come close to mocking the Leopold Foundation's position. The judge's ruling that allowed the case to go forward compared Leopold's insistence that the property wasn't stolen to whistling past the graveyard. Randall Schoenberg is a lawyer who argued successfully before the United States Supreme Court that a case against Austria by another claimant family could be heard in this country. He says Egon Schiele's Portrait of Vali is just as stolen as it was in 1939.
It's really just a matter of policy. Do you really believe that people should be able to recover their stolen goods even 50, 60 years later or not? MoMA apparently feels not. They think that it's more important that people come and pay $20 to go to their exhibits rather than individuals recovering their stolen property. I'm not so sure that the rest of the country has that same view.
The Schiele case is still in the discovery stage. Lawyers expect the actual trial to begin later next year. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.